December's movie release calendar is getting more and more crowded as the holidays loom, and while the cinema year is not just yet over, numerous critics groups are already rolling out their best of lists, including the just announced nominees for this year's Critics' Choice Awards. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Joining me to discuss this year's nominees for the 24th Annual Critics' Choice Awards, I'm happy to have fellow Broadcast Film Critics Association member Philippa Solis back on the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. It's wonderful to be here.
Bleary-eyed. We've been watching a lot of movies.
Yes, we
I should
have.
Mention you're also the executive director of El Paso Pro Musica. So the Oscar handicapping is already in full swing, even though the Oscars aren't for a few more months. But all of the big critics groups, including our own, are releasing their list the last week or two. And Critics' Choice nominees just came out this last Monday. Surprises on the Best Picture list?
Well, there were a lot of films this year that were actually really incredible that unfortunately didn't make the list. But I was happy to see... Mary Poppins Returns, I don't think belonged. Roma, which will be honored, I know, as Best Foreign Film and will win an Academy Award.
I'll fight you over that one because I think that is the best picture of the
year. No. I'm saying that Roma belongs there, but
right.
I don't think that it will be honored in that category. So I think as the Best Foreign Film, that will win every award known to man. I was happy, actually, to see it. I was not happy with Mary Poppins Returns.
Run us down the list, then. We've got 10 titles on the Best Picture list.
Yes. Black Panther, which I absolutely adored. Black Klansman is incredible. The Favorite has been the favorite for a lot of people. I wonder if it makes it to the finish line
with
at the
14
end.
Nominations under our awards, the most of any title. Very curious.
Very curious. It was also very popular amongst the Golden Globe Hollywood Foreign Press voters. A First Man, which I was expecting to see but wasn't one of my top favorites. A Green Book is absolutely incredible, and El Paso Pro Musica even had a special screening of it because it's the story of such an amazing pianist, Don Shirley, and how he has to deal with his career as such a genius in a time when an African-American pianist is not taken seriously for his craft. And it's a brilliant, brilliant film. If Beale Street Could Talk is absolutely wonderful. I'm so glad it's on the list.
Again, from the writer-director of Moonlight, which had the very famous win at the Best Picture Oscars.
Absolutely.
Over
La La Land. And Mary Poppins Returns, Roma, A Star is Born, which is this year's La La Land, and an incredible film called Vice.
I was not expecting to like that film as much as I did. I think it's pretty brilliant. This is an Adam McKay film people remember from The Big Short. He seems to specialize now in breaking down extremely complex bits of our American history, and this one is about Vice President Dick Cheney. It's a biography, if you will, speculative biography at some points, but fascinating, the 40 years that they cover in this film.
It's truly, truly remarkable. Donald Rumsfeld is played by Steve Carell.
Yes.
And the supporting cast is brilliant, Amy Adams, but Christian Bale.
Yes.
The way
the chameleon.
He takes on this character and he loses hundreds of pounds and gains hundreds of pounds for all of his roles. He is such a brilliant actor of this generation. I was watching American Psycho a couple of nights ago just because
which is a good pairing with Vice, actually.
It absolutely is. And you see how this actor, what has happened to him in the last 10 years, is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Vice is so well put together. And what I liked about it is the fact that we received it in the mail in a little sleeve. There was no Hollywood pomp and circumstance. That seems to be really big this year and probably more than ever.
Yeah, it just snuck up on me. As you say, amazing supporting cast. George W. Bush being played remarkably.
By Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell.
Oh, it was...
All of these people, even Steve Carell, who in the early part of the film still is very Steve Carell-y, as he ages, and we do cover some four decades in the lives of Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, these actors really did just disappear. I only saw Dick Cheney every time I saw Christian Bale.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
And
Amy Adams, too. Was
and awards
brilliant.
Groups love historic biographies of actors getting to not impersonate but become historical figures. So I think he's probably the shoe-in in the best actor category, but let's run that down. We've got Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born, Willem Dafoe in At Eternity's Gate, Ryan Gosling in First Man, a surprise for me that film. I really liked it, but I didn't think it would resonate with most people. Ethan Hawke, amazing in First Reformed.
Always amazing.
Rami Malek from Bohemian Rhapsody, playing, of course, the lead singer of Queen. And Viggo Mortensen, film that you really like a lot, Green Book.
I was very overwhelmed by Bohemian Rhapsody. That was a film that I wasn't expecting to like simply because sometimes musicals today don't resonate with me the way they used to. There's a kitsch, there's a something that happens. And I thought that Bohemian Rhapsody was really, very wonderful. And the music was amazing. This young actor is just superb. Freddie Mercury was quite a character back in our day. And I think it captured it very beautifully. So I was happy to see that he was nominated. A little disappointed that that wasn't included. I think should have been included maybe over Mary Poppins.
I don't know who I would kick off of this list, but I think John David Washington from Black Klansman was an amazing performance. And frankly, my outlier was I voted for John Huston from The Other Side of the Wind. I voted for that film in so many categories, and of course it got none.
Nothing.
This is the Orson Welles film that was just completed this year and financed by Netflix. It's a brilliant film, I think. It's probably the most rapturous cinema watching I've had this year. I highly recommend it, though it's not for everyone. But
No, it's certainly not for everyone.
The fact it was just finished, and I got to put in Best Director Orson Welles and Best Actor John Huston.
I
couldn't pass that up.
I did Best Screenplay Orson Welles. I had to do that. But it's fascinating. It's beautiful. There's incredible actors in it. Cameron Mitchell, Susan Strasberg, and, of course, Peter Bogdanovich.
It's on Netflix now. Best Actress is a really interesting list, ranging from Lady Gaga, someone who's very comfortable in front of cameras, though not traditionally known as an actress, and Yalitza Aparicio.
Yalitza Aparicio is on the top of my list because she's not an actress in Roma.
Yeah.
She's not an actress, and she is so touching. There were moments watching that film that I literally had to get up and step away from it because it's so overwhelming. Roma is possibly one of the finest films in the last 10 years.
Well, we should mention that it just opened actually this week at Alamo Drafthouse for a single week run. This is a very unusual film. It's a Mexican film directed by and written by and shot by and edited by Alfonso Cuarón. It's about a Mexican family in the early 70s. I think it will really resonate with audiences here on the border because a lot of what they're dealing with their domestic help and the way this maid slash servant slash nanny is integrated into this family, I think we have a lot of that here in El Paso.
Well, but it's so very important that when you just in looking at, she speaks Mixteca.
Yeah.
To even call her domestic help, there are moments when the children look to her as
she's a surrogate mother.
A surrogate mother, exactly.
And the film is about the challenges of she's not quite family, but she is family, and she's completely integrated in every aspect of this family's life. And so many people here on the border know that life and know what that's like to have a non-blood relative who you're as close to as your blood relatives in your household.
And there are a lot of people who have been in that situation of, if you will, that domestic person who started in that kind of a life and how they were able to even rise above it, but yet they stay close to the families forever because everyone loves them. It's a very beautifully well-done film that I think needs to be viewed as This is humanity. This is
and it needs to be viewed on the big screen.
On the big screen, absolutely.
Is screening extremely short run here. One of the unique things about it is that a lot of theaters have refused to show the film because it is a Netflix film, and Netflix rarely releases these theatrically. It will actually be on Netflix in a week or two.
Yes,
but do take the opportunity to see it this week at the Alamo Drafthouse on the big screen. The cinematography is gorgeous. It's a beautiful film.
And
I really think it could go all the way to Best Picture. So we'll see. And that would be Netflix's.
That would be very interesting. That would be, it's either
a
Netflix's
a
first
moment.
or maybe Marvel with Black Panther. That will be very interesting what's going to happen this year.
We have a lot of interesting categories, too, that people can find online at CriticsChoice.com, but Best Action Movie, Best Comedy, categories that the Oscars don't have, Best Young Performer actor, actress. I want to just speak a moment about, a lot of people don't realize that for months these campaigns are going on. This is almost like a political campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
Where there's whole offices staffed with people and interns trying to curry votes of all of these critics groups. So tell us a little bit about how many films you've received from studios in the last 3 months.
Probably over 75, maybe 80 films. As I mentioned earlier, this year seemed to feature more Hollywood promos that I've ever seen before in any awards scenario. And I've been a member of Broadcast Film Critics since 2001.
It's an interesting year, too, that we start to see the ascendancy more and more of films with Netflix's logo on the front of them.
That's right.
We've been speaking about Roma, but also Amazon Studios.
Amazon Studios. This is not your conventional thing, and which makes me wonder if the film industry and the television industry are ultimately going to just be hand in hand, where we don't want to lose the big screen effect of a film, because that's the escape, that's the amazement. There was one piece of publicity that I received the other night that was an overnight that I had to sign for, and it was literally a card promoting a film that's not really on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wonder how much money goes into this, but yet a film like Vice that came in a little sleeve, the DVD just thrown in there, was one of the most overwhelming films of 2018.
It also goes to show you, though, you did receive Vice, and there are so many worthy films that we didn't have a campaign behind them. And if these films don't have campaigns at this time of year, it's hard to get a slot on a critic's list. Every single thing on this list we received information on: discs, soundtracks, screenplays, books, making of, featurettes, emails. I mean, it's really an amazing process that goes into this, and for better
I
or worse.
A phone charger.
Yes, we got a phone charger from one of the animated films. Predictions?
This year is hard to call. I think Roma is the greatest film I've ever seen, but I think it will win in the foreign category, especially with Critics' Choice. I think it will make, I think it could be nominated for an Oscar as Best Picture, but it's going to be interesting to see how it develops. And also the whole Netflix thing may change the tune of everything. There are so many films that are very incredible here. Black Panther could do it. Very popular, very good film. And it came out early in the year. That's what's interesting to me, too, that so many of the great films are released at this point in time, when Black Panther was a film in the spring. I think it may do it. Black Klansman, Green Book, there's so many great films, but I have a feeling Black Panther may take it.
I hope not.
I understand.
Roma. So we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you, Philippa, for coming in,
thank
as always.
You.
I've been discussing the nominees of the 24th Annual Critics' Choice Awards with fellow member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association, Philippa Solis. This year's Critics' Choice Awards will be televised live on the CW on Sunday, January 13th. And you can find a complete list of both film and television award nominees at CriticsChoice.com. On Films Engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.